coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
You know, there's a scripture in the New Testament that said, because they hated the truth, God gave them to a great delusion. And because of that, they loved what was evil. And so we're at a time when you're not going to be able to convince people to give you a seat at the table because our good fruit tastes bitter to them. They're under a delusion and they've traded evil for good and good for evil. And so when we're like, yeah, but you don't understand, we're the nice ones. We love people. I think they're like, yeah, your love tastes gross to me because they disagree. Their version of love demands, this is a true story, that my daughter, who's in college, who sits next to a boy who identifies as a cat, he meows, he wears cat stuff. Their version of love demands that my daughter say out loud, you're not a boy, you're a cat. She has to refer to him as a cat, or you might be under threat of getting kicked out of the school or whatever the case may be. Their version of love means taking your kid to a Dodgers baseball game while we celebrate drag queens that come out and mock the name of Jesus Christ. It's not just that we want to be angry about it. I get riled up because I'm so tired of hearing Christians be like, yeah, but you have to show them that you love them. And I'm just like, how are you not understanding? It's 2023.
Thank you, standingforfreedom.com. This is the Hagman Report. It is Tuesday, June 6, 2023. It's the 79th anniversary of the invasion of Normandy of D-Day. France, you're welcome. Western Europe, you're welcome. Many great American heroes died that day, fighting the Nazis, fighting the oppression, fighting the tyranny. The level of testosterone, the level of courage, the level of just bravery, incredible bravery. We thank each and every one of those who have gone before us, those who have paid the ultimate price. And, you know, I wonder how many shows in America today, whether it's The View or whatever else is on, you know, cable TV, are acknowledging the fact that 79 years ago, young American boys just stormed the beaches of Normandy, knowing that many knowing that they were going to die that day. Some by our own bombs. They were going on the beach as we were bombing the beach. Incredible. We don't see that today, of course, or will we? When the time comes, I want to welcome everyone to today's program. I'm Doug Hagman. I want to thank you very much for your belief and trust in this platform. And the opening there, standingforfreedom.com. Isn't it interesting that 79 years after that day, here we sit with our children in classrooms, and in my case, grandchildren in classrooms. Well, not mine, because Eric the Tech is the kind of father that says, oh, no, no, no. But our children, grandchildren.
My kids do not go to public school.
There you go. And I'm sure if the private school mandated you, your children, my grandchildren, to call someone a cat, there'd be a dust up there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to happen there.
That's right. That's right. So 79 years after the storming of Normandy, you've got these perverse, mentally ill, mental midgets that couldn't even rise to the level of a boil on the foot of one of the brave men storming the beaches of Normandy, complaining about, well, you know, my son, you got to call him a cat. You got to call him a cat. No, you're wrong. And what standing for freedom, what that gentleman said, I think is very, very true. I think we are fighting too nice.
And that is John Cooper.
John Cooper from
the band Skillet.
Okay. There it is.
Christian rock band.
Christian rock band, the band Skillet. Thank you very much. I did not know that, but I appreciate knowing that. But here's the thing. We have been too tolerant. The Christians, the conservatives, the right, we have been too tolerant. Enough of tolerance. We don't have to tolerate your mental illness. We don't have to tolerate your perversity. We don't have to tolerate your treasonous activity, your sedition. We don't have to tolerate your criminal activity. We don't have to tolerate you at all. If you are an enemy of freedom, if you're an enemy of the people, I'm sorry, lady, studio dog, she's upset there. We don't have to tolerate you. And we're not going to tolerate you. Message to you. Real quick, I want to show this video. This is a very quick video. This is video number one, Michael Yon. Twitter, there's one video, one picture. I'm not sure if you can, how you can do this, Eric the Tech. Real quick before we continue with the program here. Let's do the video first. Okay. Michael Yon.
This video was just made about 6 minutes ago. The sun's going down here in Darien province in Panama. This is the aliens who are on these five buses are just out of the Darien Gap jungle. There's not very many coming out tonight because the rains have been heavy and people are stuck in the jungle. Sometimes it'll be 30 or 40 buses in one night going up this road. This is Highway 1, the famous Highway 1. Through a system of roads, you can go all the way from Tierra del Fuego up to this one gap, which is behind me, about an hour or 45 minutes by car. And it goes, you can, through a system of roads, go all the way to Alaska. But the people on these buses, many will have tuberculosis and other diseases. You can hear I'm coughing, actually. We're going straight to Costa Rica. They'll be in America in about a week or two.
Man, you see what that is, of course. That's the border between Colombia and Panama coming into the United States, or eventually coming to the United States. Normally 30 plus buses to 50 buses of people. This is an invasion, folks. This is an invasion. Video 2, another short video by Ben Berkwam. We'll play that very... Is that an image? Oh. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm not... That image right there, Eric the Tech, where did you get that? Thank you.
That was attached to that.
Okay.
Wait, the video and the picture.
So that actually shows you the routes. Look, these routes have been meticulously planned. You can see it for yourself. The link will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. For those listening by way of Global Star, folks, if you go to Rumble or Brighteon, definitely check us out there. You can also subscribe. I ask you to subscribe. You don't have to, but it would be nice if you did because it does bump our algorithms up a tad. But there it is. Thank you, Eric the Tech, for that. There's a lot
it's
of
funny
information
how they have escorts.
They do.
Wonder who set that up.
It's the federal government, and we're going to be getting into that. How the federal government is working with NGOs to bring in these foreign nationals, including Chinese men of fighting age, and men from adversarial countries, or countries considered adversarial, into the United States to take us down. With me right now, and for the remainder of the program, Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. If you want to get a hold of him, Randy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, except for all the crap going wrong in the country.
I'm telling you what.
Outside of that, that's all right. I got out of bed today, woke up on the right side of the dirt. Everything's good.
Well, yeah.
I try not to set the standard too high. That way I know I'm going to make it every day.
As long as you're above ground, you know.
You got it. Every day above ground is a good day.
That's right. You wake up dead, you know you got a problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So let's kind of start, if you don't mind. I just want to kind of start, get your thoughts on D-Day. 79 years ago, and again, I don't think we're going to hear a lot about what happened, you know, with the invasion of Normandy and how that changed the course of everything, how we liberated France and saved Western Europe. Have we forgotten our roots?
Yeah, because France is so grateful. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what's a shame is the people that are out here making jackasses out of themselves and trying to tear apart the very fabric of this country, trying to tear apart some of the most important things that God gave us, such as relationships between a parent and a child. These people, these perpetuators of Satanism, are allowed that and given that freedom by those men that died on those beaches. That's the ultimate slap in the face. You know, they were given the ability that they have the freedom to do what they want, and all at the sacrifice of people that have gone and died before them, for them. Yeah. You know, and I think that's the part that really, really tears me up is, I don't know if you ever saw the Saving Private Ryan movie.
Oh, a long time ago, yeah.
And the part where the captain pulls Ryan over and he whispers in his ear. And then later on, when he's at the gravestone, you know, we find out what it was. And it was basically, I'm giving you your life. Don't waste it. You know, make it worthy. It something along those lines. It was a long time since I've seen the movie. But that's it in a nutshell. Given these freedoms, and they've just gone hog wild with them. And this is not at all what the people that gave their lives ever imagined for this country. That's not what they wouldn't have fought for this. You know, it isn't worth the death of one of those soldiers.
I agree.
And this is going to keep going. Well, I am, however, happy to see there's a little bit. I just sent it to you in an email there, Eric. The I'll pull it up here. This came out yesterday. Norway bans sex changes, joins Finland, Sweden, and the UK in rejecting gender ideology.
Wow.
People fighting people. That's huge.
Yeah.
That, I mean, we're talking about law. That became law. Now, why can't we do that in the United States? And why can't we do that in Canada? I'll tell you right now, that pervert up north, Trudeau, it would not surprise me if someone came out and told me that he was an active pedophile.
Well,
active.
Okay.
Active, because everything he's doing is promoting pedophilia.
Oh, absolutely. And people need to be paying attention to that.
This is one disgusting, nasty little piece of crap, Justin Trudeau. He is endangering our children based on just that. I'm surprised nobody's gone after him. I'm talking about physically. I'm talking about physically gone after him.
You and I have spoken about this before, and I know that other podcasters, broadcasters talk about this as well. I do suspect there's even a bigger look. The biggest thing that this is doing is bringing down Western civilization. But I think in the short term, I think that there's a smaller objective here. And I think it has to do, hear me out on this, with Michelle Obama. I really think they're going to push Michelle Obama out to replace Biden.
As a tranny.
Look, and I don't think, you can't hide that.
You can't hide somebody's thing pushing out the front of the dress.
No, no.
You can't hide that. You can't tell me that that's the tampon sticking out, okay? Don't even run that one past me. I am convinced 100% that Barack Hussein Obama is a homosexual. Well, we also heard, Doug, you had pointed out, you'd mentioned something one of the previous shows that I had completely forgotten about, was that guy that used to ride around in the limousine with Obama.
Larry Sinclair.
Performing fellatio on him while they smoked crack.
Yep.
I remember reading that, and I'm going to go back and say, I remember reading that, or you and I discussing that 17 or 18 years ago. Before he was thinking about going into office, and that guy went public, the gentleman that you're mentioning.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And you know, the thing is, you get these whistleblowers, and they're only listened to if the people get behind them to hear what they're saying. The whistleblowers that went after Trump, for instance, that little snake in the grass guy that was in the army that turned on his commander in chief.
Vindman?
Over Ukraine.
Yeah, Vindman.
Yeah, that piece of garbage. Okay. Now, that whistleblower, I mean, they laid the red carpet off for him to come out in front of Congress and everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
Everything. Now, we have a whistleblower that wants to blow the whistle on Biden. And the FBI says, well, we can't guarantee that the whistleblower won't be killed. Excuse me? I'll tell you what. Somebody needs to march in Biden's office and say, look, pal, we're bringing this person into Congress, and if anything happens to that person, you will be charged with murder.
Thanks. And we make it simple. I think we do have some things on. Yeah, in fact, we do. Well, let me see here.
If I needed to protect somebody like that, I'll bring in a SEAL team. I'll put in a request to U.S. Navy.
Yeah.
Give me a SEAL team. And I'll tell you what, that person will go to Congress and come back safely.
Well, at issue here is a 6-page document that it's one document, 6 pages mm-hmm. in length, that's non-classified. It's an FD 1023 form. Okay, so it's ridiculous at its face to think that you cannot have that this should not be shown to the Oversight Committee without any threats of contempt to Congress to Christopher Wray. But yet here mm-hmm. we are.
Mm-hmm. For the FBI even to say that.
Yeah.
What message does that send to any other whistleblowers?
And by the way, that document was dated July 30th of 2020. Just so people understand this, July 30th of 2020, and now the FBI is saying, "Well, this is part of an ongoing investigation too." Okay, so you're telling me what, three years worth of investigation when this has been laying on somebody's desk? Are you out of your mind? And this is about, I believe it's about Romania and $5 million bribe while mm-hmm. Biden was VP. And mm-hmm. you know, I do have something by Ted Cruz on the indictment of Donald Trump that references the difference between Biden and Trump and the deep state. And on the, I'm starting to put on HagmanPI.com with my articles, and I just want to make sure I get this right. We're going after the deep state, and we're bringing hell with us. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because we're outing everyone we can at this point. Go ahead.
Absolutely, and we should. I'll tell you right now, and that's what we were talking about as far as pending attacks, okay, which we're working on. If we think that something's coming, I'll tell you what, we're gonna talk about it. Okay, I'm not gonna say it until we're gonna check here though to make sure it holds water.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Because we don't want to get torn up out there. But at the same time, we're hoping that if we publicize it, it won't happen.
Yes.
Or if we publicize it, maybe people will skip that event for the day. You know, the best thing, the one thing that sin hates is sunlight. It hates exposure.
Man, you're on fire today, brother.
I've been on fire, Doug. Something crawled up my butt about 2 weeks ago. doesn't let me sleep at night, just nags at me all day long. And I'm cruising through stuff, going places on the internet. I wouldn't even normally go. I'm trying to find venues, things that, because in order to fit what I'm looking for, there's particular criteria. We discussed this before. There's certain criteria. I'm not going to waste my time on it because there's too much has to be done. And then my other biggest worry, I was sitting in the shower this morning, and where I get some of my greatest thoughts are in the bathroom, of course. This time I was in the shower, though. When you sit there and you say, okay, I find the golden nugget, who exactly am I going to talk to? And that's going to present its own challenge. And Doug and I, we're going to have a staff meeting on that one. Because we're getting to the point you don't know who to trust anymore. It's been like that for years. And the things we're seeing, just seeing something like the FBI, what they said, we cannot guarantee this person's safety. Are you kidding me? You know what? The only way they were able to bring down the mob was guaranteeing somebody's safety, Sammy the Bull's safety. You know, I mean, they've always been able to guarantee the safety of a witness, unless it's against Biden. What are you telling me? What are you saying to me? What are you saying to the U.S.? Biden's untouchable? Biden can do what he wants? I don't think so. I'm going to tell you what. Sooner or later, there is going to be a day of reckoning. Every dog has their day. And I can tell you that. I've seen it in my life over and over and over again. Biden is not safe from that day of reckoning. And I'm not threatening the man. In no way is a day of reckoning, when I say that, a threat. It's a promise that one way or another, you will answer for what you have done. And Biden, you're in trouble, mister. Little mister, you are in trouble. You can play that senile crap on TV all you want. Okay, but you and your son are Satan's advocates. And we know it. And it's going to get proven one day. And I'll tell you what, I hope that you see prison before you die, old man. And your son, Hunter, they could take him now, slap him in the joint. Fine. Leave him there. Let him rot. But you two have corrupted the United States. You have sold out the United States. You two are traitors of the worst kind. Personal enrichment. Money in your pocket, selling out your countrymen. You two are really rat bastards. You two are the scum of the earth. And I'll throw the rest of the Biden family in there because you can't tell me they didn't know what was going on with Dad and Junior.
The entire family.
The whole family sucks. Okay? All of you are garbage. And Joe Biden, you're as a responsible immigrant because I know that senile old bastard you sleep with talks to you.
We've got two. You know, this. I love this. You know, I'm quiet, right? Because I know when to stay out of your way, number one. Number two, never interrupt a man when he's just making sense like you are. I love it. I love it. But we got two issues. You've got the Biden crime family, okay, which involves personal enrichment at the expense of our national security. That's number one.
Yes, sir.
And 1B would be the sex trafficking and the pedophilia involved, the perverse activity involved within that family, as evidenced by unassailable documentation on the Hunter Biden laptop. I've seen it. You've seen it. We've all seen it. It's there. That's number one. But number two is now we have the FBI refusing to give the physical document that you're referencing to the House investigators outlining Biden's bribery scheme, claiming it's an ongoing investigation. So that's number two. So since the executive is the oversight of the FBI and DOJ in the Constitution, no one's going to compel this except for congressional oversight. So here's where we're at. And the whistleblower, like you said, is under threat. Gee, how convenient. On an investigation that began back in July 30th of 2020. It's unbelievable, brother. It really is.
Where's the red carpet for this whistleblower when you guys rolled out the red carpet for Vindman?
Yeah, exactly.
Where is the whistleblower? Where's the whistleblower when you rolled out the red carpet for that piece of garbage that went up against Kavanaugh in his hearings? You know, his confirmation hearings.
Yeah.
The chick that claimed she was right back in Lord knows what year it was. Maybe back when she was attractive. I don't know. But if that right there just doesn't point out the corruption to you and the message it sends to the other whistleblowers. I mean, if you can protect witnesses, and I know the feds did this because I met some of the feds that were actually involved in taking down the mob in New York City. They sat in my kitchen at my table speaking with me.
Yep.
Okay, because we were working together. I have to tell you a little story about that real quick. But I'll tell you afterwards. Anyway, this was good. I had a cat. This is good. So I've got the Three Stooges from New York. And I'm down in Florida at this time. And we go to one of my houses. And actually, it was the mobile home. And I had a cat that had a problem with peeing on the sofa. So what I do before I leave for work, because we were still training little Miss Kitty here to use the litter box, I put plastic on the sofas, on the floor, and everywhere in the family room. So I bring these guys to my home. I walk up the door. I open the door, and they look in there. They see all this plastic. They won't go in the house.
I love that story.
They thought I was going to whack them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will never forget the look on their face when they looked in and saw all that plastic on the floor. And it took me a second to catch on to, what are they worried about? And then I looked in there and I thought, I wouldn't go in there either if I didn't live here. But it's so funny, you know, because I had just met these guys. And I was just glad they didn't visit much. But the thing is, these guys were actually part of taking down, and I'm talking these guys were deep cover within the mob. The one guy was, you'd have thought he was still in the mob. If you saw him on the street, you'd swear to God he was a mobster. But they took down the mob, and they worked with witnesses against the mob who went into federal protection. You know, the kind that the FBI should be able to offer. And they were able to keep those people alive, give them new lives. You know, the witness protection program is a pretty powerful thing. Now, Lord knows it's probably been corrupted too. It used to be something that really worked and something that really worked good for law enforcement. But since law enforcement isn't law enforcement as we know it should be, Lord knows what's happened to that program. There, we don't know. And the thing is, any witnesses in it, we wouldn't know if they were dead anyway. You know, it's not going to be publicized. Our government is nothing but corruption. Our government is as bad as the mob they took down because they commit murder. They steal. Yeah. Think about it. They're corrupt. I mean, corrupt in every aspect. They influence judges. Yes. They influence witnesses. Yes. Think about it. Name something that the mob did and tell me you can't point at the U.S. government and know that they've done the same thing. I'm not just speculating they've done it. This is stuff that's been in the news over the years.
Absolutely.
So you go back and look at it. Look at the mafia. Just one second. Write down five things that the mafia did. Take those five things and go, well, does the U.S. government do this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, and I could probably add a few.
Yep.
Folks, stop and think about that. Think about when your top level law enforcement agency in your country, the one responsible to keep you safe and afford your rights and freedoms and afford that you get justice, is corrupt. Absolutely to the core corrupt. And if you're an FBI agent, I don't care if you got 25 years in and you're down at the lower ranks and you're seeing this going on, and you get up this morning and you went to work, you're one useless son of a gun. You are a piece of crap. You know what? There comes a time when you've got to kiss it goodbye and say, you know what? This is so evil. I'm willing to walk away from everything. Not sit there and go, well, yeah, I know it's evil, but I've only got 5 years to retirement. What? What?
There you go.
Stop and think about what you're saying. That is That's the problem. That's the complacency that Doug was talking about earlier. What he was referring to is a word that slides right in there with complacency. You have done nothing.
There you go.
Done nothing. We let this happen on our shift. When you guys see me get angry at the people that have let this happen, guess what? I'm one of those people that let it happen.
We all are in this age bracket. We all are to some extent.
And the thing is, you know, we should have drawn the line many, many years ago, but we were bamboozled. All of us were. You know, don't say you weren't. If you tell me you weren't, I'm going to have to question you. All the way up, most of the general population were bamboozled all the way up to the transition between George Bush and Obama.
And it's, therein lies another problem. People have relied so much on, well, Republican v. Democrat, conservative versus liberal. Now, on the latter, of course, there's some obvious ideological differences, but Republicans and Democrats, it's birds of the same feather. The ideology, however, of a conservative, when you're a Christian conservative versus a communist Democrat or a democratic socialist, whatever you want to call them, I call them communist, period, godless, soulless bastards. You've got such an ideological difference. The subtleties between the Republicans and Democrats, the deception is, look, we can fall for it. We've fallen for it before. No more now. No excuses anymore. At least that's my view.
When it comes to the FBI, something else that I came to realize was I now understand why there was such a thing called the Hoover Files. I now understand why J. Edgar Hoover did business the way he did. He had dirt on everybody. He didn't have to take an order from the president. And I hate to say it, but Hoover did a better job overall for the country than anything we've seen in the last. I go back beyond Mueller because I thought Mueller sucked.
Oh,
okay.
Mueller, 9/11. Geez.
Mueller. They've got some stories on what happened with anthrax and this and that. I still have my theory on it, the anthrax letters. When I sent that in, it got buried. I sent that into the feds. It got buried. I sent it directly to Mueller himself. I know he signed for it. Okay. I know he read it. And I mean, I had everything down to the date, the time, where they were, what happened. And it would be pretty hard to punch any holes in that theory. Now, Pete, instead they went after people, innocent people, and wrecked their lives on the anthrax charges. They started charging and investigating the wrong people.
I do believe it was a government. I mean, this is where you and I might differ. I believe it was a government operation, though, largely a government operation utilizing foreign nationals.
Well, I do believe that behind it. I mean, 9/11 in itself, I mean, we all watched it, and to the naked eye and to the untrained eye and to the casual observer, 9/11, the bad guys ran into towers fell, 3,000 people died, and we went to war. And to a lot of people, it's just that simple.
Right.
The majority of the population, sadly, it's that simple. When we go back and we started looking into it, I mean, right away, we knew that there was something wrong. And we didn't, at that time, we didn't say, you know, the U.S. government was all bad. We've always known there were elements in the government that were bad. There are many things like in Central Intelligence. There's a lot of, they don't have the checks and balances like a lot of things used to have, like a lot of agencies, or they've always been the wild cards. But then we find out, okay, and we can't say that everyone was in on 9/11 because no one can, but the way people talk, no one can keep that secret.
No.
It's impossible. some things that I see, I say, well, the government did it. I'm sorry, someone would have said something in a bar one night or told their wife, or, you know what I mean? There's always flaws to secrecy, keeping secrets. Two people can keep a secret. It's hard to a third person to keep a secret.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I found. Two people can keep secrets if one's dead. I'll give you two.
Doug, there's things you and I know that we would never, ever, ever, ever say to anyone.
No.
Period.
Exactly.
We die with them. That's that. That's just the end of the story.
Oh, yeah.
This country is in such disarray. When your top justice department becomes like the FSB in Russia, we have a problem. There's not a lot of difference between living in Russia and living in the United States right now. It's really not. Stop and think about it. We are being, folks, things, your rights are stripped away every day and people aren't even noticing it. And that Fauci?
Oh.
Why is Fauci not in jail? I watched a thing, and I sent it to you, Doug, about a gentleman getting up at European Parliament.
Oh, yeah.
And he put the finger on Fauci.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he laid it on him. He called him a terrorist.
Right, along with RFK Jr.'s book. Right. And all of the document. Look, we have so much documentation on Fauci.
Yeah, and not a word said by anybody. I mean, they're talking about it obviously overseas in the European governments. Not a word over here. That's another reason why they try and separate countries and not show news from overseas. You don't see anything from overseas really on the news anymore.
No,
you really don't. They might stretch out and reach out as far as they can and show you Canada. That's about it. You're not seeing it, or something maybe going on in Mexico. Everything's kind of confined to this continent. That's what I'm finding. Because even if you go and just do a simple search in a search engine, stay away from Google. Use other search engines, but you've got to be really specific, and you'll start to see what's going on in France, what's going on in the UK.
And Netherlands. And
absolutely. Yes. Join a forum. Talk with people from other countries. You should. You really should. Because you're being lied to constantly here. And they don't want the world to unite against them and take down their global government. Folks, we're running out of time. We got 6 years to bring these bastards down.
If that. I don't even think we've got that.
I'm just saying the target date of 2030.
Right, right.
Okay. And now they'll have stripped us, screwed us, and everything else before then. But that's the drop dead date when they want to do the great reset and you might lose everything you own. We can stop these people.
Yep.
Okay? We can, but we've got to get together. I need more response out of people that have groups of people. Okay? Listen, contact me, rt@hagmanpi.com. Stop and say, my name's so-and-so. I'm with such and such group, militia, whatever. It's not against the law to be in a militia, folks. Okay? Shoot me a line. I would like to know that one day if I sent out an email that I can hit 100,000 people. Okay?
I'm behind that, by the way.
Absolutely. At least the leaders. I don't need to talk to everybody in a group. They're not my group. But I want to be able to talk to their leaders. You know why? Because people are asking me, Randy, what are we going to do? Randy, what are you going to do? Randy, will you lead us? Randy, and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm honored. I really am, but I'm not that guy. Okay? I will back that person up, whoever he is. I will stand side by side with that person. I will die with that person. But you really got to find a very charismatic leader and one that is in excellent health. That's the main reason. My health is garbage. Okay. I'm not ever going to run from a fight. I won't do it. I'm stupid that way. Okay. I've always been the type that thought, you know what? We need to deal with this right now because I don't want to deal with it tomorrow. That's just how I am. I need to know where these people are. We've got to, because we're going to have to get together. We're going to have to make sure we're all on the same sheet of music. Don't wait until something happens that's so bad that it's too late and we're scrambling. Okay. Right. I'm trying to be a point of contact. I went and took out a Proton email address. All you got to do is do the RT at HagmanPI.com, and then I'm going to flip you over to a Proton email address. Okay. And we'll communicate from there. And that's the best I can do right now is as far as confidentiality. And by golly, I will protect that with my life. But we've got to know each other. We've got to be able to communicate. One of us alone is dead meat. Two of us alone is, I'm sorry, Doug, go ahead.
No. Just to reinforce what you're saying, okay? Look, here's what we're trying to do. I want to show you this. If you go to HagmanPI.com, expand on the episode guide for today or episode for today, click on the title, and that's at HagmanPI.com, today's title. Click on that, and in the show notes, you'll see page 2. You can also see this by itself on HagmanPI. All right, this is what we're talking about, because one person alone can have issues. Now, Laura Loomer, y'all know Laura Loomer. She's been on this program. I consider her a friend of mine, a friend of the program. She went to Naperville, Illinois, which I've been there a couple of times outside of Chicago talking.
I've driven through there, yes.
Yeah. So Comey was doing his book thing. He wrote a crime novel. So he's out on the book tour circuit. So he's sitting on a stage doing a Q&A. Laura Loomer gets up and asks him one simple question. Why is a criminal writing a crime novel? All right, they escort her from that venue. The Naperville police detain her. Comey storms off stage like a petulant child, okay, in this dust-up. Now, scroll down a little bit. I just want to, if you don't mind, I'll just show that photograph. And then if you keep going down a little bit. This is Laura and I in Washington, D.C., just to let you know. Okay, so when we all stick together and we all get together, we can fight. And like I said, we can take on the deep state and bring hell with us. Now, if you go back up, Eric the Tech, to the Twitter on there. She was going to have one made out to Roger Stone and the other book made out to General Michael Flynn. Very interesting, which she never got to have that happen. Her video is going to be coming out today. But see, this is what you're talking about. This is what we need to do. We need to get in their faces. We need to, you and I and others, if she would have had backup there, that would have been a different story.
Oh, absolutely. We were talking about this during COVID when you saw the cops go over on a set of bleachers and go after a woman, look like a mom, for not wearing a mask outside. Not a single man stood up to defend her. I don't understand that. Maybe cops and we back the blue, but you know what? You guys are not Gestapo.
Thanks.
And you know what? No, and I'll tell you right now. I've told you before. You throw me in jail. I'll do the time. Whatever. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do to me? It hasn't been done already. Nothing. But I'm not gonna let here and watch a citizen. I'm sorry. I get involved. I get involved today, and even if I'm out in a wheelchair, I still get involved. You know what I mean? I'm a bear when you get me going. People, you've got to defend each other.
You don't have to
get me going. Why do you think they went after churches so bad during COVID?
There you go.
One of the biggest things that scares Satan is people with faith. Faith. That is the kryptonite to take Satan down. People with faith. And if you get a group of people together and you guys talk and you get going, you got to admit, when you leave, you feel good. You feel like your faith has been restored in humanity. They don't want that. Just the fact that they don't want that makes me want to do it more.
Yeah.
because we've got to get together, people, because if we ever go and do a march on Washington, I'm not going in there with you know, I don't want to go in there with a quarter of a million people. I don't, no, no. I want to shut down Washington, D.C. altogether. I'm not joking. This is crap. This crap has to stop. We are running out of time. We have got to get in communication with each other. And the people that have already communicated with me, I've noted you. You know that. I always respond. Those emails go to the top of the list. Okay? And I'm pretty good about responding to other emails where, you know, sometimes I get behind. Don't take it personally. I'm a little buried right now. But if you send in some information like that to me, trust me, you're going to the top of the list. You're going to find yourself getting emails that not necessarily other people wouldn't. You're also, Doug's going to know who you are. We always have a backup. We have got to get together. We've got to get to the point where when I hit send, that I know at the end of the day, although I only sent it to 100 people, that it went to 500,000 people through their channels. We've got to know this, because if something comes down the pike and we need to save lives, I don't want to be sitting here with a piece of paper in my hand and nobody to talk to.
There you go.
I can't go to the FBI. Do you not understand that? Because they're tied into it somehow. And I'm not stupid, and I'm not going to get taken out that way. Okay? I need to be able to go to a sheriff or wherever we know something's going to happen. I need to be able to get to them. And I also need to put a whole bunch of patriots on alert. People, get that information into me, please.
There you go. And yes. Wow. I love it when you get fired up. Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com.
The last week's been something. And these naysayers that get on the forums and all and hate my guts and hate Steve Quayle's guts and all that. You know what? Go do something with yourself. You're not helping the cause. You are not part of the Patriot movement. You are garbage. You exactly. will be thrown, you will be evicted from anything we're doing. Because number one, you won't know what we're doing because you are not part of it. Change your ways or get lost.
Wow.
Because the stuff you're saying in that forum, I double dare you to come and say it to my face.
Tell you what,
double dog
did that
dare
rub
you.
Off on you over the last couple of days? What happened?
You know, we're sitting here, we're trying to build a team. And we've got this garbage out there. You know what? Get lost, you little punks.
There you go.
Yeah, you heard me. Go and see what you're going to say in the forum today. I don't care. That's one of the reasons I rarely read that crap. There's a lot of good people in there. But I'll tell you what, I've known the last couple of weeks not to read some of this stuff because it'll get my dander up. Every time you do something like that and you detract from what we're trying to do, you are hurting the Patriot movement.
And that's exactly right. Look, you can't be, you can tell it like it is, but don't whine about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Please.
Cause we don't have any cheese to go with your wine.
Exactly. And yes, I've said that to my children many times. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even to some people I know. But yeah, don't whine about it. And don't take this defeatist attitude. Again, 79 years ago today, people got off those boats. Men got off those boats knowing
died.
That. Yeah. So don't come, you know, saying, well, you know, I might lose cable and I might lose this or that. And the comfort of my home. Look, we're not going to have anything.
Thank you. You're going to lose the comfort of your home anyway,
that's
you
right.
dumbass. It's just sooner than later. Would you rather be in control or lose your home because someone else was in control?
There you go.
At least if you lose your home doing it your way, you were in control.
Exactly.
There's a certain self-satisfaction with that, being in control and not depending on the government for anything. This government is garbage. They have lost any respect that they might have possibly earned. They have destroyed.
Well, before we run out of time, let's go to video 5, because this is what we talked about earlier. I want to play this What you said about the FBI, what you said about what we were talking about, the deep state, Ted Cruz, look, again, I'm not a fan of anybody, okay? But just listen to what people say. But watch what they do, but listen to what they say. Listen to this about the indictment of Donald Trump. Will he be indicted? Absolutely. What about Biden? You talked about Biden.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I think he's just going to be pushed aside.
So yeah, at present rate, he'll be pushed aside. They'll probably give him a gold medal.
Yeah, or gold watch and you know, pudding and get the hell out of here. Okay.
Justice is out the window.
Exactly. So this is video 5 in the show prep. In today's show notes, HagmanPI.com. Here it is.
The Obama Justice Department and the FBI and the IRS were turned into political weapons to target their enemies. You just talked about Lois Lerner. That was part of that. It then talks about how those vicious partisans burrowed into senior career positions in the agencies, and the deep state waged war against Donald Trump. During the 4 years Trump was president, the deep state tried to do everything they could to destroy his presidency. Now those partisans are back in the open. They are brazen. They are running the Biden Justice Department, the FBI, the IRS. And Sean, it gives me no pleasure to say it. This Attorney General Merrick Garland is the most partisan. He is the most political Attorney General in our nation's history. And he has corrupted the Department of Justice. He has corrupted the FBI. He has corrupted the machinery of government. And they're perfectly willing to use it. It is effectively an arm of the DNC. The hypocrisy is massive. And mark my words, I believe Merrick Garland will indict Donald Trump. He wants to indict Donald Trump because he hates Donald Trump. He hates him. He's angry. Merrick Garland is angry that he wasn't confirmed to the Supreme Court. He wants to indict him. I think the plan was to indict him over classified documents. And then he got the enormous problem that Joe Biden seemed to have classified documents everywhere, including in the garage by his old Corvette. I don't think Merrick Garland will indict Trump over classified documents. Here's my prediction. He'll indict Trump over, quote, obstruction of justice for hiding the classified documents. Now, mind you, he's not saying the underlying classified documents were a crime, because he'd have to indict Joe Biden, too. He's going to instead create a crime about a non-crime. That's going to be the basis of the indictment. And I think you're right. He will also indict Hunter Biden, but he'll do it on purely personal matters, dealing with drugs and guns and tax issues for Hunter that have nothing to do with Joe Biden, because this DOJ wants to protect and insulate Joe Biden and the Biden family's corruption, and they want to use Hunter Biden as a scapegoat to justify targeting Donald Trump.
So there you have it. Just like you said, Randy Taylor, and just like we've been talking about. Okay.
One thing where they shot themselves in the foot, and it's blatant. George Bush was getting briefings. George Bush Sr. was getting briefings every day from Central Intelligence
Agency. Oh, yeah.
So right there, there's documents sitting at his old house. Don't tell me that the old fart ground everything up in the grinder. When I was in the military back in the early 80s, I got stuck at division a couple times, babysitting like on a weekend, so they'd stick me with some guy, and we were actually responsible for the entire 25th Infantry Division. I liked that thought. But what we used to do is the stuff would come out of the teletype. We read it, blah, 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 forward, do whatever we're supposed to do. And then you took it and you put it in a blender and you put water in it and you blend it to mush.
Uh-huh.
Then you flush it down the toilet. Now, I know they've got shredders.
Kind of like your tech does with my show notes after that.
Well, yeah, but it was simple, very simple process, but there was no way that could ever fall in enemy hands.
Right.
No way at all. I mean, you know, anything that came out of that sacred room at division had to be destroyed. Nothing physically could ever walk out of that room.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good, but it was, and I used to watch them, and I thought, why don't they everybody do that? That's the best way. Forget these shredders. You can put together a note that's been shredded.
I've spent days doing
Doug's done that. Okay. Well, yes. I did it, but not to the extent Doug can do it. Mine. Never mind. But, you know, you cannot put mush together. So the fact that George Bush Sr. was still getting briefings kind of puts a hole in all of that. Now, that's the first thing I'd be screaming at as a lawyer if I was defending Trump is, wait a minute, why would the old fart be able to get these and it's okay when he's not in office anymore? But Donald Trump, when he left office, couldn't have a few. And Donald Trump would be the one, as I recall, wouldn't he be the one that would have to deem those as confidential?
Classified.
Yeah, or classified, declassified. Excuse me.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So the whole deal is bullshit.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
It is, all of it. And you know what they're trying to do? These are last minute attempts to keep Trump off the ticket. That's what this is.
If
nobody's buying into this crap. Democrats, there's Democrats that don't even buy into this shit anymore.
If Donald Trump gets the nomination, that's the end of the Republican Party. Okay, now that's the thinking. I probably should have started with that. That's the thinking of the Republicans. Okay, the anti-Trump Republicans. If you nominate him, if he gets the nomination, Republican is over. The Republican Party is over because MAGA is separate from the Republican Party.
Right. That'll split the party, definitely. But right. but Trump would take the majority of that party.
Yes. Yeah. I truly believe that. Yeah, 100%.
It's going to be very interesting to see the schematics as we go forward.
Which leads me to believe, and I don't know what you think about this, but I'm very concerned about the safety of Donald Trump between now and election
very
time.
Very much so. Hey, look, if these turds can't protect the whistleblower, then guess what? An ex-president isn't going to fare any better. The FBI, as far as protecting people, they have the resources of the entire U.S. government, including the military, if they need to protect someone.
Exactly.
They can certainly call the military in to arrest someone. So don't tell me that they can't protect someone.
Right.
Like I said, you give me a SEAL team, the witness will appear before Congress.
Kind of like that. What was that Clint Eastwood movie with the bus and
The Gauntlet? The Gauntlet. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Excellent. Excellent movie. I love old Clint. We all need to be Clint Eastwoods.
Amen, brother.
We all need to be Jack Bauers.
Hey, you know what? I can't believe how time has flown. We only have about 2 minutes left of the show. Can you do me a favor? Can we do this? Can we continue this? Because we got so much more to go over.
Tomorrow is good. That works on my calendar. Tomorrow works.
So. All right. Because, yeah, we need to talk more about the border invasion, more about taking on the deep state. And then, of course, the other stuff that we've been talking about.
And we need to talk about the demographic and the actual physical attributes of these people that are coming across the border. Okay, because I believe we're being loaded up with mercenaries.
That's exactly right. That's what I'm looking at.
This is something that really I've run into in the last 24 hours. I think that there's a lot of people that are being brought in that once they vanish into the U.S., they are mercenaries, they're on the payroll, and they're going to pull something. This isn't by accident. Yep. This age and physical classification of these people is not an accident.
And their countries of origin as well.
Yes. Yes.
There's a big problem there.
And that's the best way for a mercenary to enter a country is to sneak in.
Exactly. And in case you're wondering, we're going to leave you with some parting words. This is a video number 8 on the show notes. This is Biden, the leader of the free world, giving you. Now, this could be a coded message. I'm not sure. Okay. But this is a message. Listen listen carefully. Here it is.
Right on.
Shanga Koala. Shanga Koala.
There you go. With that, what the hell was that?
That's like a drone going bad or something, like a robot going bad.
Look, I know I'm no talk show host, but that, Oh, my goodness. Folks,
he was ordering Chinese food.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, my friend.
All right, brother.